begin the current dav and set this tiny dav zayin, begin the manav, begin the tesmat, begin what's the gemara, chloisa b'tera shaloshma, now whoever engages in Torah, not for its sake, terasa nasle samamavis, so his Torah learning becomes for him a potion of death. So he says, b'kasha, that's difficult. The loyim reading the gemara says, b'sachim daf nanaman beiz, loyim yazagad, the material person should always engage in toil and Torah, avagab she'ein alishma, even though it's not for its sake, shemitesh shaloshma b'lishma, because if you do it, shaloshma, not for its sake, you'll come to do it for its sake. So how can we say over here that if you shaloshma, the Torah becomes a potion of death? This is what you could say is the treshal lelishma, but there's two types of not for its sake. The mashu mean loyal miyazik b'tarav for lelishma. This we say over there that a person should toil and tarry even not for its sake. Kind of kolam kedesh yikar rebbe. That's for ulterior motive that he should be called rebbe or kedesh yichavdu that they shall honor him. That will ultimately bring when you taste the sweetness of Torah, it'll bring a person to go ahead and learn the shema. But a mashu mean halacha this we say over here that the portion of death kolayzik b'tarav lelishma nasle some lovers. It's totally not just ulterior, but for the exact opposite. He's using it to provoke people and to cause fights. That's a shalashma that becomes a potion of death. If he's an appropriate Talmudic scholar, then from him you should eat pirish. In other words, learn in front of him. And when it says, well, him you shouldn't cut down, you should not take leave from him to go in front of another teacher. But from love, if he's not appropriate, then leitim lefanav, we should not learn in front of him. I think Tais as what I mean in this day we say the lemon tamal chacham apishur in the hagin that you could learn from a Talmudic scholar even if he's not appropriate. Could have meya like a meya shoy lemon lefne achad that he learned from acher who went off from the path. Like learn the chagigit of tais v'maralav. So Tais and the davke tamal chacham yochel or tamal chacham acher, a tamal chacham or another tamal chacham yochel lemon lefanav, he could learn in front of someone who is not appropriate. The fishal yimun noisav because he won't learn from him. But if the student is not a Talmud Chacham, he's not allowed to learn from a teacher that's not Hagun, that's not appropriate. So the words of Torah will not be maintained by someone that's arrogant and someone that wastes his time in other things. Says the pasuk, "Lei b'shamayim he, lei me'ebel yam he." The learning of Torah is not in heaven and it's not over the seas. Claim, in other words, what does that mean? What is that referring to? Like Timtzad Torah, you're not going to find the Torah, but Misha like Bias Moy Keshaman. He elevates himself like as if he's in the heavens. We should die to Gaboya that his consciousness is very arrogant. The Lebesarkhrim, and either by merchants, that they go overseas, where, because the Isafra, if he's a Tamachacham, a scribe, Lesiafa, then he's not a merchant. Bisayaf, if he's a merchant, Lesiafa, he's not a scribe, you can't be both. But that's what the Gemara says over there, Lebesarkhrim, Lebetagarim, Lebestaragarim. It's not with merchants, and with peddlers, and not astrologers, with those who are stargazers. Which they said to Shmuel, but Shmuel, what he was an astronomer, he knew astrology very well. He said to them, tastily, yeah, but it's coming to me reward, because I don't analyze these things, these secular ideas. Only when I go out to the water, perish, to urinate, to bring forth water, and I don't waste my time on this for any other time that I could be learning, and therefore that's a person who could merit to the crown of Torah. Next says Mazda to begin with Zigmar Yabasanu. If they would be ugly, they would be even wiser. Which Paris explains they don't have to really be ugly. If they would despise beauty, they wouldn't worship it. Then they would be greater sages.